This is Learning Curve, a The Amazing Spider-Man Movies Verse fanfic, written by Paperclip Bitch and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G, contains the pairing Gwen Stacy-Gwen Stacy, with additional tags for Community, Fem/100, Clones, Crack, Drabble Tag. Author's Notes. Written for Drabble Tag 5 at Fem/100 on LJ, for Swan Secrets prompt, Gwen, Gwen, Clones. This stopped being scientific a good half hour ago. The lab coat is maybe the only bit of the whole procedure that's still following protocol, really. And Gwen considers nodding her hands in the pockets until something makes her stop. This is going to look great in your research paper, the other Gwen says, and giggles. A giggle that matches Gwen's exactly, enough to make her touch her lips to check that her mouth definitely isn't open. Like this isn't going to be a governmental secret until about 60 years after we're both dead, Gwen scoffs, using the opportunity to shake her head a little, maybe clear it. Her cloned self grins, cocks her head to one side, hair spilling over her shoulders. She doesn't have bangs, and her teeth are straighter than even Gwen's expensive dental work achieved. She's Gwen, but not quite Gwen. She's got all the nature and none of the nurture, only half of her body language. She's free of birthmarks and scars, whatever the movie's promised. But she's the same height, the same weight. It's kind of a relief to note that one of her boobs is bigger than the other, too. If it's a government secret, then you should carry on with what we're both thinking, the other Gwen says. Because clone, because herself. We can call it testing reaction times. She pulls Gwen's hand, the scientific one that isn't shaking, it isn't, between her thighs. And Gwen, well, Gwen's never been one to resist an experiment. The end.